If you zoom off the Eastern Shore's mainland through Hog Island Bay,
let's go see how rough it is out in the bay.
You'll spy a number of barrier islands, 23 naturally shifting land masses that help buffer the mainland from storms. Barry Truitt is a scientist with the Nature Conservancy. The nonprofit owns more than half of the islands, some of which were once inhabited by people.
And if you see that tower out there on the horizon, that's where we're going. That's where the town used to be.
That town was Broadwater, a village of about 100 to 200 people, depending whom you ask, on Hog Island's lower end. Thanks to natural erosion and a hurricane that pummeled the place in 1933, Broadwater was pretty much abandoned by the early 1940s. But in the early 1900s, you would have seen a post office there, a general store, a Coast Guard station, a hotel, a school, a church, not to mention a few dozen.
We're going to go over what we call Little Hog Island.
Houses.
I think every house here came from Hog Island originally, except the very last one on the road.
And as 72-year-old Hog Island descendant Kenny Marshall is showing us from the front seat of his pickup truck, many Hog Island houses were moved to communities on Virginia's mainland, like Oyster, Wachapreek, Nassauwetics, and this seaside village, Willis Wharf.
Let me show you this. This was my mother's brother's house. That old gray house over there is where I live. That's my house. That was two separate single-story rooms, room upstairs, room downstairs, on Hog Island. And I tell folks that my house has more miles on it than my pickup.
Kenny Marshall's family goes back many generations on Hog Island, as do many other families, like the Simpsons, the Dowdies, and the Bowens. Norris Bowen was the last baby born on the island back in 1939. His family relocated to Willis Wharf in 1940, but for a while they made a point of visiting Hog Island each year.
Mom, my little sister, my two brothers and I, and my father, and we stayed all summer. And he worked. And actually, we worked too. We didn't realize it. But we would help him with the oysters and with the clams and so on and so forth.
After the yearly excursions stopped, Norris would still return to Hog Island every now and then. In fact, he was stationed there for a spell with the U.S. Coast Guard. But if you ask him what he feels when he goes back now?
A lot of longing, a lot of sadness, you know. But overriding that was like, this is where I belong, this is where I came from.
That's why he wants to honor and preserve his home's history, even if the place looks nothing like it used to. But then again, he adds, neither does much of Virginia's Eastern Shore.
Life on the Eastern Shore, as it was, is fast becoming a thing of the past because it's becoming so commercialized. There's more to living than trying to please people or having things. It all boils down to the way I was raised, and I was raised the way most Hog Islanders were raised. Be happy with yourself and what you do. And I am.
I'm Rebecca Shear.